Chapter 2. Verily, from the beginning, the self is in man as a germ, which is called seed. This seed, which is strength gathered from all the limbs of the body, he, the man, bears as self in his self, body. When he commits the seed to the woman, then he causes it to be born. That is his first birth. That seed becomes the self of the woman, as if one of her own limbs. Therefore, it does not injure her. She nourishes his, her husband's self, within her. She who nourishes is to be nourished. The woman bears the germ. The self nurtures and protects the child even before the birth and immediately after. When he thus protects the child both before and after this birth, he really protects his own self for the continuation of these worlds. For thus are these worlds continued. This is his second birth. The son, being his self, is then placed in his stead for the performance of all good works. His other self, having done all he has to do, and having reached the full measure of his life, departs. And departing from hence, he is born again. That is his third birth. This has been declared by a seer. While dwelling in the womb, I discovered all the births of these devas. 100 iron strongholds kept me, but I escaped quickly down like a falcon. Vamadev, lying in the womb, thus spoke these words. And having this knowledge, he stepped forth after the dissolution of the body, having obtained all his desires in that heavenly world, and became immortal. Yea, he became immortal.